Okay, just approaching a 7:15. Now, Sport Ireland will appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport today in relation to recent controversies involving John Delaney and the FAI. And our reporter Barry White is with us in studio this morning. Barry, just first of all, what's going to come out of this committee hearing today?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, so that's the big question, and we'll find out later today. But at this stage, it seems Sport Ireland knew very little about the controversy surrounding John Delaney, even though the FAI say they have engaged fully with Sport Ireland and the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement in dealing with their particular inquiries. Now, the association has found itself in the spotlight since news of a bridging loan provided by John Delaney in 2017 raised fresh questions about the governance of the football body. Delaney has moved from CEO to Executive Vice President as part of a senior management review. However, that has not succeeded in answering lingering questions that exist about the FAI stewardship. And football correspondent with the Irish Independent, Daniel McDonnell, says many questions remain unanswered.
I suppose with the Sport Ireland hearing, we're still waiting to find out what the significance of this hearing will be. I mean, there was a suggestion that the FAI themselves would be in this week, but it would appear that Sport Ireland are, I mean, it's certain that Sport Ireland are in, so that the members of the Oireachtas Committee on Sport can initially find out how aware Sport Ireland were, you know, of matters related to the FAI and governance issues that have been discussed in recent weeks. Now, and the ironic thing about the whole Oireachtas hearing generally is that the FAI were due to be in months ago, and it was postponed on several occasions due to various FAI people being unavailable, and now it's become like a massive thing. And what we do know is that when it emerged about the bridging loan from John Delaney to the FAI, that we know that Sport Ireland released a statement to say that they had written to the FAI saying that they wanted, you know, an urgent response with regard to this. So Sport Ireland were clearly in the dark about some aspects of the FAI decision-making process. Now, we've been told by FAI statements that they've been responding to Sport Ireland, but at the same time, the representatives of Sport Ireland now must go up in front of this committee and say, what did they know about the circumstances around the bridging loan, and to what extent did the FAI communicate with them with regard to, I suppose, their ongoing way of doing business in Abbottstown?
Okay, so still, Barry, a lot of questions to be answered, but will Sport Ireland be able to answer them, though?
No, it's unlikely. It's my understanding that Sport Ireland will tell this hearing today that the FAI have still not sufficiently explained the circumstances around the bridging loan John Delaney made to the association. And we may not get any explanation until next week when the FAI appear before the Oireachtas Committee. The FAI and John Delaney appear in the Oireachtas Committee on this day week.
Okay. Now, aside from all of that, there's still, like, as we've talked about, these unanswered questions, but there's still a lot of support for John Delaney out there.
Yeah, there seems to be support. Last week, a joint statement was issued by the four provincial associations and the FAI Junior Council, in which they offered their full backing to Delaney. While on Sunday, the West Waterford East Cork League rode in behind the association's new executive vice presidents. Cahar Park AFC in his home county of Tipperary, they've done likewise on Monday, supporting him. And Delaney has also received support from the Dublin and District Schoolboys League, who thanked him for securing training facilities at Abbottstown. But there are questions about how representative some of these statements are. There's anger among sections of grassroots football, as clubs from the respective leagues say they were not consulted before some of these statements were actually released.
Okay, and Barry, just what about the League of Ireland fans? Like, have any of them or any of the clubs come out and back John Delaney?
Not too many League of Ireland clubs have come out, but yesterday evening, Limerick Football Club Chairman Pat O'Sullivan offered his strong support to John Delaney and said the former CEO has tirelessly worked to find a solution and a model for the league to prosper. But apart from that, there hasn't been much support from the League of Ireland clubs, and any League of Ireland fans I've been speaking to are all saying the same thing: John Delaney has to go. Now, I went along to a wet and miserable Richmond Park on Monday night, where St Pat's Athletic were taking on Dundalk in the EA Sports Cup, and these St Pat's fans told me that John Delaney and the whole of the FAI board have to go.
I think he has to go. I think there's no point in staying now at this stage. He's been there too long now. It's time for change. We need new changes here with the Irish football setup. John Delaney has never got involved with the National League here. You know, even the people that he's appointed, they haven't done anything to promote the game. The conditions going to games now are still very, very poor, no matter what's happened over the last 10, 15 years.
How long have you been following League of Ireland football?
Well, I've played League of Ireland and I've been following it for a long time.
Have you ever seen any changes, positive changes over the years, really?
Not particularly, no. You know, I think it's Delaney has to go, you know.
I think it is time to go, like everybody says, and everybody knows that. It's getting 2.5 times the amount of money per annum that the league winners get. That says something about the state of the game in this country at the moment, you know. It should be fairer than that. The money should be in the game and not in individuals. And if he donated the money that he was getting on a yearly salary, the clubs would be far better off and it would be worthwhile winning our league rather than just getting 100 grand, you know. I think it's a joke.
I think it's definitely time for change. Delaney and the board has to go. It's not just him. I think the whole board has to go.
So that's to some Pats fans. Now, the feeling was mutual among Dundalk fans, although most of the opinions that the Dundalk fans gave me, you couldn't actually broadcast. But Lily White's fan, John, who's been following the League of Ireland for 60 years, says he could never understand why John Delaney was earning so much money as the FAI CEO.
I don't understand how any employee can lend an association or an employer money. I just don't understand why or how that can happen, so I don't.
And do you think he should
resign? I think he should resign. On principle, he should resign.
How long have you been following League of Ireland football?
60 years.
What do you make of the state of League of Ireland football, and have the FAI done enough to promote it, fund it over the years?
Over the years, I don't think so. When you're paying a man 360,000 a year, how can you put, and the league champions gets 120,000? So where does that go? You know, how does that? That's too much. The teacher gets 180,000, so he's getting twice as much as the teacher, and he's running the country. So to run a small association, it's only a small association.
Okay, and Sport Ireland representatives are going to appear, Barry, before the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport later today. John Delaney, though, and the FAI, they're up next week.
Yeah, John Delaney will appear next week unless he resigns between now and then. But it seems like he has actually no intentions to resign. Speaking to the Extra Time Junior Football Podcast on Tip FM last night, Delaney spoke about his new role as the FAI Executive Vice President, and he spoke about the role he's going to play over the next few years. So it seems like he's no intentions of resigning at this stage.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Newstalk reporter Barry White.